Eric Garcetti sworn in as U.S. Ambassador to India. Los Angeles. Former Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti was sworn in as the next U.S. Ambassador to India March 24 by Vice President Kamala Harris. Members of Garcetti's family were on hand to witness the brief ceremony in Washington, D.C. Garcetti was confirmed by the U.S. Senate last week after a nearly two-year process dogged by lingering allegations that he ignored accusations of assault and sexual harassment against a former top aide. Seven Republicans crossed the aisle to vote in favor of Garcetti in the 52-42 vote, but three fellow Democrats voted nay. In a statement following the vote, Garcetti said he was thrilled with today's outcome, which was a decisive and bipartisan decision to fill a critical post that has been vacant for far too long. Now the hard work begins. I'm ready and eager to begin my service representing our critical interests in India, he said. President Joe Biden originally nominated Garcetti for the post on July 9, 2021. After it stalled, Biden re-nominated him in January. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass said in a statement she looks forward to working with Garcetti in his new role. I congratulate former Mayor Garcetti on his confirmation to serve as our country's ambassador to the world's largest democracy, she said Thursday. Los Angeles is an international hub, and I look forward to working with Eric as he represents our nation in New Delhi. An investigation requested by Senator Chuck Grassley last year concluded that it was more probable than not that Garcetti's former senior advisor Rick Jacobs sexually harassed multiple individuals and made racist comments towards others. It also found it very unlikely that Garcetti was unaware of the behavior, saying that, by all accounts, Mayor Garcetti is very involved in the day-to-day operation of his office. The White House blasted the report, saying in a statement, "This partisan report was a hit job from the beginning, and many of the claims have already been conclusively debunked by more serious independent reports." Garcetti has repeatedly denied any knowledge of the alleged harassing behavior by Jacobs. Following the report's release, he said in a statement that he strongly disagreed with its conclusions.